Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 14, 1805. Situation miserable. The expedition is camped in a cove at the mouth of the Columbia River. The weather has been so bad that the party cannot travel far from this camp, and they are discovering that game to kill for food is very scarce on the north side of the river. They have been warned about this by the Indians, who have also told them that there is plenty of game on the south side of the river. So, the men are trying to find a way across to the other side. All in all, the situation is miserable. On November 12, Clark wrote this lament.
It would be distressing to a feeling person to see our situation at this time, all wet and cold with our bedding, etc., also wet, in a cove scarcely large enough to contain us, our baggage in a small hauler about 1/2 mile from us, and canoes at the mercy of the waves and driftwood. We have secured them as well as it is possible by sinking and watering them down with stones to prevent the immense waves dashing them to pieces against the rocks. One got loose last night and was left on a rock by the tide some distance below without receiving much damage. Fortunately for us, our men are healthy. Captain William Clark, November 12, 1805.
Today, things are not any better.
Rained all the last night without intermission, and this morning. Wind blows very hard, but our situation is such that we cannot tell from what point it comes. One of our canoes is much broken by waves dashing it against the rocks. 5 Indians came up in a canoe through the waves, which is very high, and roll with great fury. They made signs to us that they saw the 3 men we sent down yesterday. Only 3 of those Indians landed. The other 2, which was women, played off in the waves, which induced me to suspect that they had taken something from our men below. At this time, one of the men, Coulter, returned by land and informed us that those Indians had taken his gig and basket. I called to the squaws was to land and give back the gig, which they would not do until a man run with a gun, as he intended to shoot them when they landed, and Coulter got his gig and basket. I then ordered these fellows off, and they very readily cleared out. Coulter informed us that he had found a good harbor in the mouth of a creek near 2 Indian lodges. The other 2 men, Willard and Shannon, had proceeded down. Captain Lewis concluded to proceed on by land and find, if possible, the white people the Indians say is below, and examine if a bay is situated near the mouth of the river, as laid down by Vancouver, in which we expect, if there is white traders, to find them. At 3 o'clock he set out with 4 men, Drewyer, Joseph, and Reuben Fields, and J. Fraser, in one of our large canoes, and 5 men to set them around the point on the sand beach. This canoe returned nearly filled with water after dark, having landed Captain Lewis and his party safe on the sand beach. Captain William Clark, November 14, 1805.
When Clark wrote that Lewis was trying to find a river as laid down by Vancouver, he meant that Lewis was looking for a river that the explorer, George Vancouver, had drawn in on the maps he made when he explored this region. Maps that Lewis had with him on this expedition. The bay Lewis was trying to find was Baker Bay, just east of Cape Disappointment. Tomorrow, a false start.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.